Welcome to the Texas Tech Weekly Podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Rodriguez. My guest today is Ryan King, KLBK / KMAC sports reporter. Welcome. So I just want to ask you a few questions about your job, Texas Tech basketball and baseball. So let's start out with some basketball questions since they're the hot topic right now. Red Raiders just defeated Purdue in the Sweet 16 by a score of 78-65 to advance to the Elite Eight for the first time ever in Texas Tech men's basketball history. Since you've been following and covering Texas Tech for the last several months, what do you think is the key to the Red Raiders' success in basketball this year?
Golly, their senior leadership, I think, is one of the biggest things, honestly, because there's so many young teams, I think, with a lot of talent. Not that Tech doesn't have talent. There's quite a bit on a team. I mean, Keenan obviously leads the way, but that many senior guys to lean on, I think that's one of the biggest ones. Plus, man, Coach Beard's a really good coach. He's proven he's a winner everywhere he goes. So I think only in the second year to be doing this already with those senior guys, I think it's a perfect storm for really what they're doing right now. And finishing second in the conference, you know, arguably could have won it if a couple things fall their way that didn't. So really senior leadership and the leadership of Coach Beard, I would say.
And what kind of stuff have you really gotten to see that not a lot of other people have seen since you've been covering this team, you know, going to practices and shooting packages for them?
Honestly, I don't know if the everyday person sees it, but, like, how together they are. And there doesn't really seem to be any drama, any sort of egos on the team, which helps, again, with the leadership guys. But really, they're all just in it, you know, together to do it. And each game, it's someone different. And I think that's good. You don't have those guys trying to step up and always be the center of attention or anything like that. So really how selfless they are is one of the biggest things I think I've seen.
And how do you think they're going to match up against a talented Villanova team?
Man, Villanova's really talented. They're going to be one of the better teams they've played all season, but they're going to score right up there with anyone. So Tech's defense is going to, I mean, it really depends on what they do on the defensive end. If they're out there really getting contested shots, getting the rebounds they need, that's one of the biggest things. If they can rebound whenever Villanova misses, they'll be fine. But if they're giving them second chances, they're not locking down on them, they're not going to have a chance because Villanova's going to score. So,
kind of going into after the season, whenever it ends, do you think the young guys, Zaire and Jared, do you think there's a possibility of them leaving early for the draft?
I've seen Zaire on a few of the mock things. I think he'll come back because I think that's a lot of people who, not that he's not good, I mean, he's a very good player, but I think they've seen what he's done here lately at the end of the year when, you know, if he hits a couple threes that he doesn't usually do that at the end of the year, people are like, oh, look, he's a three-point shooter. He can do it all. He's a really good player. I would imagine they're coming back, but obviously if someone gets in their ear, if someone says, hey, Zaire, you're a late first-round pick, he may go. I haven't seen anything with Jarrett, so I would imagine he's coming back, but I would think they're both coming back, and I really hope they do because I think the two of them could be a really good tandem in the next couple of years in the Big 12 and could really, even with Keenan and Zach and all those guys going out, those two can be as good as, I mean, any duo in the Big 12 going forward.
And kind of transferring a little more towards you, what's your favorite sport to cover since you've been here?
For Tech? Probably basketball. I'd say the basketball team's been, I mean, there's been a lot of electric games, good games with Kansas, with Texas, with the game winner. Definitely the basketball team. I really love covering Coach Beard. He's a really interesting, funny guy. And they're just really good. The games are really interesting. Not too many blowouts one way or the other. There's a lot of good games between, you know, when Kansas State comes to town, when, like I said, Texas, Kansas. There's been so many good ones. And it helps that they're really good. There's also a lot more games than a football or something like that. And baseball's still early on. But I have to see the basketball team just because it's so fun. It can be electric. That Kansas game was as electric as an atmosphere as I've heard in quite a while. So definitely the basketball team right now.
And do you like kind of being behind the scenes and making video packages, or would you rather be kind of in front of the camera being an anchor?
Rather. Ooh. I'd rather be an anchor, but I love all of it, honestly. I love shooting the games. I love being out at them. I love the press conferences, getting to talk to them. I love doing the packages like, I mean, you were talking about, whether it's game packs or features, things like that. But anchoring also, you know, getting to actually take those things and then present them also. It's really tough for me to pick one, but I guess the ultimate goal would be to be an anchor. But I honestly love all of it, whether it's the behind the scenes in front of it. There's very few days I don't like what I get to do that day.
And how'd you really get into this? How'd you really decide, hey, I want to be a sports guy?
Man, that's a good question. when I was in elementary school, I love sports. My teacher said I should go into sports because I liked it, and I didn't understand that was a job. I thought it was just you played sports. That wasn't. I was never going to be a professional athlete, being mid 5 foot and you know, not super talented. But when I found out you could go into broadcasting, I never wanted to do anything else. Once I knew I could literally go to sporting events and work those and talk about them as my job, I mean, that was really all I ever wanted to do.
And kind of ending here, what advice would you give to a young college student trying to get a job in this business?
Man, first of all, make sure you want to do it. I know that sounds really easy, but it's just TV is something that it's so all-consuming, and it's so much more work than it looks like than when you know, you just watch TV, that you have to make sure you love it. Because if you don't, you know, newsflash, the pay's not going to keep you in it. The hours are not going to keep you in it, none of that. But the only thing that's really going to keep you in it is really loving what you do every day. So first of all, make sure it's absolutely what you want to do and not like, oh, maybe I kind of like TV. But make sure it's really something you want to do. But when you've decided that, it's honestly get as involved as you possibly can in college with everything. You know, classes, internships, working, sporting events, everything. Just get as absolutely involved as you can to beef up that resume. And that can help you get the job, but then to keep it is just, it sounds so cliche, but you have to work really hard because there's a lot of people that want to go into sports. It's very hard to get these jobs. Your work ethic is going to thing that puts you above everything else. There's going to be certain tiebreakers here or there, but just working harder and longer than other people to get those when you're in college, doing those extra packages, you know, shooting wherever you can, it's going to get you the better experience, and people are going to notice that you have a really good work ethic. And connections are always important. You have to network. That helps you get jobs. That's how I got this one, was knowing someone who knew the sports director here. But if you don't have that drive, again, in something like TV that's so fast-paced, there's so many things you have to do, and a lot of it you don't get the credit for. You know, you have to do stuff behind the scenes. It's all about your work ethic and how you work with others. So really, I guess if I really summarizing it for a college student, just get involved and never stop working. Don't think, oh, I did this one thing. I did an internship. I'm good. Because a lot of people are doing that, and there's only so many of these jobs. So just as long as you just keep at it, just doing every single thing you possibly can, you'll be fine in the long run. But it will also, don't get discouraged either. That's definitely another one. You're gonna apply for a lot of jobs. You won't hear back from a lot of them. So don't get discouraged whenever you apply for 15 jobs and you hear back from none for like 6 months. It's not for sure gonna happen, but it definitely can. So don't get discouraged and just keep your nose to the grindstone. It'll eventually work out, but it's not something you can just kind of walk your way through. So just be prepared for that grind.
Yeah. Well, Ryan, I really appreciate you joining me. This has been the Texas Tech Weekly Podcast.